The Christ is Born. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a Bible story. The Christ is Born. Today is Easter Sunday. It's a time when the resurrected Christ, the resurrected Jesus, the body of the man Jesus, was brought forth again upon the earth, according to all the Bible stories and according to all the theologians who tell the stories throughout the years. But when was the Christ born? The Christ is born. Throughout all time, in the infinity of infinity, in the allness of allness, in other words, in the filing cabinets of time where we choose what sort of game we're going to play next in our life, what sort of dimension we're going to appear on, what sort of life pattern we're going to take for ourselves, are all possibilities. And, of course, anyone who chooses to be born in any life pattern may choose any possibility they want, rich, poor, healthy, ill, or whatever, or even to be born the Christ. Now, the Christ is present in all creation, whether they choose to have it there or not, or whether they recognize that it's there or not, it's there in everyone. However, some choose to be an overt expression of that Christ, expressing it definitely and positively and dynamically, not so much as a teacher, but as an example, to show the way, way shore. And some have taken that chore to be the way shore, and it is a chore, because you're in a human world and you can't be human. You're in a human world and you're beyond the human aspects. You see everything in its reality light. Now, everyone born with the awareness of the alertness, the corollary reality of expression of the Christ consciousness, is not necessarily someone who has been made known in history or who is made known to you today. It could be yourself. It could be your neighbor. It could be many, many, many people. Because there are a lot of people who choose to come into this dimension of life with the full awareness of their Christ consciousness, of their Christ awareness, of their ability to live in the absolute awareness that they are God. Now, you see, they who do that, they don't go around saying, I'm God. They are God. They don't go around telling people that other people are God. They just recognize that everyone else is God. And it's like they know who other people are aware of their Christ consciousness, who live in their Christ consciousness. It's just like people, for instance, doctors associated with doctors and tennis players associated with tennis players. You associate with those people of that consciousness. Now you say, well, that would mean all religious people would be Christ-conscious people. No, that's not necessarily so. All religious people or any person has the possibility of having their awareness of their own Christ-consciousness, but many choose to play a game that they had forgotten. They don't remember. They don't realize that they are that Christ-consciousness. They play the game that it is something far beyond anything they could ever conceive for themselves, and that anyone who says they are aware of their God-self, their divine self, is wrong and totally wrong. But yet, in this next breath, they come up and they say that in the teachings of Jesus, he said that ye are God. He said that all is God. He said that God dwells in the heart and soul and being of every man. And the only place to go and find God is to go within. Each individual person must go within himself to find God. Well, now, perhaps Jesus was wrong. Perhaps that's not true. Perhaps God does not dwell within every being. Well, if it hadn't been that Jesus told us these things, if it hadn't been that the old prophets of the Old Testament revealed this in many ways, if it hadn't been that every religion on the face of the earth emphasizes this man know thyself sort of thing, with all great emphasis on being number one man, perhaps then we might feel that we are merely human, that we are merely here as a pawn of fate in this life pattern that we have chosen for ourselves. But we know we are not. We are something greater. The divine within us is shining forth all the time, saying, look at me, isn't it wonderful? And we look at the divine within us and say, I don't believe it. It's too good to be true. My goodness sakes, it's too good to be true. Well, you see, those people who say that, and that's not many, really, but those people who say that, they're the incredulous ones who find it difficult to believe that they are divine. Now, those who know they're divine and who are divine, of course, everyone is, and those who know that they are divine, they are aware of it, they don't even look at people who say they're not, because they cannot see that kind of a person. Because when they look at that person, they see their divinity. You know, that's the way it is. When Christ looks at all creation, Christ only sees Christ. When you, in your divine self, in your Christed self, look at all the world, all you see is yourself. There is nothing else to be seen except yourself. Now, this is a mighty powerful and a mighty wonderful thing to realize that that's all there is. But you know, that's all there is. Yeah. Each one of us have chosen to come into this life pattern by our choice, with the remembrance or the lack of remembrance of who we are. We chose to come into this life expression with talent or the lack of it. We, of course, cannot say the lack of it, because the talent is there. It's just that we chose not to recognize it. Everyone can have the genius that any great genius has, and have it right now in its fulfillment, in its fullest, but they don't choose to do that. Now, why don't they choose to do that? Because they don't believe they could. They feel that they are here to struggle in their mortal bodies, in their finite selves, and they're here to be limited in every possible way. And they name that, they claim that, they say that, they name that, they claim that, they say that, they name that, they claim that, they say that. So it is. They live in that theater where that which they say is true is true. Now, their theater is only a little part of the great theater. And the great theater knows that all is, and all is beautiful right now. But they're playing to a small house, they're playing in a small theater, demonstrating that limitation. And this is true for everybody. We choose the theater we play in. We choose the person we're going to play in. We choose whether we're going to play an aware divine, an aware Christ, or an unaware Christ, or a little bit aware Christ, or whoever, whatever level of the Christedness we're choosing to play, that's the play we're playing in. Now, all the other actors in the play that same level of consciousness. All the other actors in that play in that same level of revelation of who and what they are. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, what about you? What about you? What role are you playing in your life? Are you playing the role of the Christ? Are you playing the role of an illumined one? Are you playing the role of a revealed one, knowing who and what you are at all times? Are you playing this and knowingly enjoying what the fruits of that game are that you play? Mighty wonderful, isn't it? Mighty wonderful. But think on these things. For this is the beginning of the awareness of the resurrected Christ. Because the resurrected Christ had nothing to do with humanity any longer. He rose above them. He came forth in his illumined body. He no longer stood before them as a man who would eat or drink or sleep or who would be active with them. He was a consciousness that was so fulfilled and so beautiful. And that's the Christhood story. That's the fulfillment story. Each one of us is ready now. Each one of us is ready now to have the Christ be born in us. The Christ is in us. It is just awaiting now to be born, to be fulfilled, to be revealed, to be quite exciting. Are you ready? Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that with every fiber of my being, because I think that it has great potential. Now today we're going to hear the story of Christ arises in us. And we're going to think about 4 hours of this adventure. And as we do this together, let's think how wonderful it is to be alert, awake, aware, alive, to just who and what we are, because it's mighty wonderful. And so I leave you now, recognizing that the Christ is born, and the Christ is born in you right now, beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. Accept this for yourself, enjoy it, and know that that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.